Thank you for that introduction. So welcome. My presentation today concerns a study that we conducted to examine the association of vaccine-related knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs between parents and their healthcare providers. Vaccines have been one of the greatest public health achievements of the 20th century, dramatically reducing disease burden for many infectious diseases. As a result, the majority of healthcare providers and parents have little to no firsthand experience with many vaccine-preventable diseases. The concern over potential adverse reactions from immunizations, however, has increased, and this has led to an increase in parents seeking non-medical exemptions from school immunization requirements for their children. Pockets of unimmunized and under-immunized children have been associated with outbreaks in recent years. Parents' beliefs are important because they are refusing vaccines, leaving children susceptible to preventable diseases, and reducing community vaccination coverage. A recent study by Frieden colleagues surveyed parents on their vaccine-related attitudes and beliefs. Over 11% of parents refused at least one vaccine for their child. Over 50% were concerned about serious adverse effects of vaccines, and a quarter reported that vaccines cause autism in some healthy children, despite overwhelming evidence refuting this hypothesis. These results are concerning, as they show a lack of trust in the safety of vaccines by a sizable proportion of parents. Previously published research, which the present study will build upon, demonstrated that parents of vaccine-exempt and non-exempt children have different vaccine knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs. In this study, between 2003 and 2004, parents of over 800 vaccine-exempt and 1,600 vaccinated children were surveyed from four states. Exempt and non-exempt parents were matched by state, school, and grade level of their child. In the parental study, eligible surveys were completed by 277 parents of exempt children and 976 parents of vaccinated children. Some of the questions concerned disease susceptibility, disease severity, vaccine efficacy, and vaccine safety, and key immunization beliefs. The most frequent reason that parents cited of exempt children that they cited for not vaccinating their child included that the vaccine might cause harm, followed by the vaccines might overload the immune system. As you can see, vaccine safety was important in their self-reported reasons for not vaccinating. This slide shows the percentage of parents who report a moderate or great deal of benefit when a child is fully vaccinated, stratified by their exempt and non-exempt immunization status. The orange columns represent parents of exempt children, and the blue column, parents of vaccinated children. The set of columns on the far left represent the percentage of parents who believe that a child benefits when he or she is fully vaccinated. Almost all of the parents of vaccinated children in blue believe that the child benefits, compared to less than 50% of parents of children who are exempt. Similar results were found for community benefit. However, for benefit for vaccine companies, parents of exempt children were more likely than parents of vaccinated to report benefit. Several constructs were used to understand parents' belief about disease susceptibility, severity, and vaccine safety and efficacy, and trust in the healthcare provider. For example, for disease susceptibility, parents were asked how likely they thought an unimmunized child in the United States would contract a vaccine-preventable disease in a 10-year period. They used a 5-point Likert scale, ranging from impossible to very likely. This question was asked for 10 diseases, such as diphtheria, pertussis, and measles, and for each question, the responses were averaged and the mean dichotomized. This slide shows the parents' belief on the disease susceptibility and severity and vaccine safety and efficacy. Again, parents of exempt children are in orange, and parents of vaccinated children are in blue. On the left, you can see approximately 60% of parents of exempt children do not think a child was susceptible to disease, compared to only 15% of parents of vaccinated children. There are statistically significant differences between exempt and non-exempt parents for all outcomes, with parents of exempt children more likely to present, believe in low disease susceptibility, low disease severity, low vaccine efficacy, and low vaccine safety. The results from the trust in the healthcare provider construct show that the majority of parents do trust their healthcare provider, but exempt parents have less trust in their healthcare provider than parents of vaccinated children. In addition to the majority of parents trusting their healthcare provider, the healthcare provider was found to be the most frequently used source for vaccine information for both exempt and non-exempt parents. This supports the literature, which has consistently shown that providers are one of the best sources of vaccine-related information for parents. In addition, over 82% of parents thought that their healthcare provider was a good or excellent source of vaccine-related information. This includes 64% of exempt parents and 90% of vaccinated parents. These findings about a parent's relationship with her healthcare provider are important because a majority of both exempt and vaccinated parents trust their healthcare provider, use them for information, and think that they are a good source for vaccine-related information. The healthcare provider could be an important tool for influencing parents' beliefs about vaccine safety and efficacy. So now we'll move on to the results from the current study, which asked the research question, is there association between parental and provider vaccine-related knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs? So in the first study, we asked the parents questions about vaccine-related knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs. And the present study builds upon this previous study with parents, with the aim to investigate the association between parental and provider vaccine-related knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs. Parent-identified providers were asked similar questions as parents, and the associations between their responses were examined. The parental study asked the parents to identify their child's healthcare provider at two different age intervals, at 2 and 5 to 6. These parent-identified providers were mailed a survey containing many of the same questions asked of the parents. A correlation analysis was conducted on selected questions asked of both the parents and the providers to identify the associations. There was a high response rate from providers, with 84% of them completing the survey, for which they were paid $20. So the first question that we asked of both the parents and providers was, who benefits when children receive all the recommended vaccines? So here we see the percentage of parents and providers responding positively that each of the individuals or groups on the left-hand side benefits when a child is fully vaccinated. The odds ratio on the right-hand side represents the magnitude of the association, with statistically significant associations indicated in bold. For example, parents who believe the community benefits when children are fully vaccinated have 45 times higher odds of having a provider who also believes the community benefits when children are fully vaccinated, compared to parents whose providers who do not believe the community benefits when children are fully vaccinated. This association was significant for belief and benefit for the child, community, and primary care practitioner. So the next set of questions we asked examined provider-parental associations about disease susceptibility, disease severity, vaccine efficacy, and vaccine safety. On the left-hand side, again, there are four constructs asked of parents and providers. Moving right, we have the proportion of parents and providers perceiving high disease susceptibility, disease severity, vaccine safety, and vaccine efficacy. Beliefs on disease severity and safety were statistically significantly associated. For safety, parents who believe that vaccines are safe have 3.1 times higher odds of having a provider who also believes that vaccines are safe compared to parents whose providers do not think vaccines are safe. And the last set of questions we asked were about key immunization beliefs. Here we see the associations between parents and providers agreeing with key immunization beliefs. We can see that for the statement, children get more immunizations than are good for them, that parents who agreed that children get more immunizations than are good for them have 4.7 times higher odds of having a provider who also believes that children get more immunizations than are good for them, compared to parents whose providers do not believe that children get more immunizations than are good for them. I'll just stop to apologize for the lengthy interpretations, but it is the correct way and it's hard to condense, so. So there was a significant association also for the statement, I am concerned a child's immune system could be weakened by too many immunizations. For this set of questions, there was a significant association between parents and providers agreeing with the statement, immunizations are getting better and safer all the time as the result of medical research. Each of these statements was found to be statistically significantly associated, with the strongest correlation found for the statement, healthy children do not need immunization. This slide shows the association between parents and providers on statements concerning school immunization requirements. There is a statistically significant association for the statements, I am opposed to school immunization requirements because they go against freedom of choice, and school immunization requirements protect children from getting diseases from unimmunized children. So we performed a secondary analysis to see how providers differed in terms of their location, their degree, and their clinical practice by their belief in whether vaccines are safe or not. So here we have providers' training type stratified by belief in the safety of vaccines. On the left, we have providers who think vaccines are not safe, and the right, providers who think that vaccines are safe. Of providers who thought vaccines were safe, 89% were medical doctors, compared to 56% who thought that vaccines were not safe. Many of the differences were statistically significant. Providers who thought vaccines were not safe were more likely to be alternative providers and non-physicians. Here we look at how providers vary by location practice, stratified by their belief in safety of vaccines. Providers who thought vaccines were safe were more likely to practice in rural areas compared to those providers who thought vaccines were safe. Those who thought vaccines were safe were more likely to practice in suburban areas. This last slide looks at practice type by belief in vaccine safety. Those providers who thought vaccines were safe were more likely to be in a pediatric practice, and those providers who thought vaccines were not safe were more likely to be in a family medicine practice. There is no difference in the distribution for internal medicine. So there are some limitations to our study. First, we cannot assess the direction of the association between parents and providers. Parents could selectively choose providers who have similar beliefs on vaccinations. Providers could be selectively choosing parents. Providers could be influencing parents, or a combination. Second, the low response rate of parents may be the result of selection bias for parents who trust in the healthcare system, as we have data for those parents who took the time to fill out the long survey for the study. And finally, since the data was collected in 2004, there may have been a change in beliefs by both parents and healthcare providers. However, we are not aware of more recent data that links the beliefs of parents to their healthcare providers. So in conclusion, we found many associations between parental and provider vaccine-related knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs. Further study is needed, however, to investigate the directionality with the association. There have been studies that have shown that providers may be refusing to care for children whose parents do not vaccinate, or parents may be choosing providers who share their similar beliefs. If there is a directionality from providers to parents, it will be important to know, as a provider can play an important role in influencing parents' decisions. Education of providers on the importance of vaccines and effective communication with parents may play an important role in improving parents' trust in vaccines and the benefit of them. So I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors for their work on this study, and thank you very much.